Live from the top of the Empire State Building. Get ready for the everyday entrepreneur experience. Sit back and crank up the volume. You're now listening to the Pest Equity Podcast.
Welcome all and welcome back to another great episode of Pest Equity Podcast. I'm your host, Vinny E. On episode 39, I want to talk about understanding entrepreneurial burnout and how to go about dealing with it. So it is worth pointing out that burnout doesn't only occur when things aren't going well. Many entrepreneurs running very successful businesses can be and are just as susceptible to burnout. So a few weeks ago, I read an article published about depression in the startup community. So in this article, according to the article, 7% of the general population reports suffering from depression, while 30% of founders report dealing with its effects, and more than 50% of those get to burnout. While there are no specific studies focusing on entrepreneurs yet, there are countless research papers and stats on the rise of depression and burnout in the general workforce population, with the contributing factors ranging from air pollution, poor quality of food, screen time, too long hours of work, little personal interaction, and general loss of meaning in professional life. So these studies seem to also differentiate between two types of burnout. The first one is circumstantial. Circumstantial burnout stems from workplace challenges, neglect of personal life, and not taking some time off. Existential burnout stems from loss of meaning in one's profession, lack of self-validation, loss of understanding of professional identity, and loss of connectivity with colleagues and clients. Let's talk about handling the burden of business success. While all of the above applies to the general workforce population, in addition to this, each profession has its own particulars and challenges. When it comes to entrepreneurs, the reality is that they are often the most passionate and driven people, but they can also be the most obsessive and out of balance. The reality is also that entrepreneurship is an intense endeavor, and it's hard to separate the self from the business. Sooner rather than later, and because of the roller coaster nature of entrepreneurship, business setbacks start happening a lot. And some entrepreneurs can't help but take them as personal setbacks, especially when they get so invested in their business. Depression follows, and so does burnout. So the question is, but what does burnout mean in the first place? So let's talk about understanding burnout. Normal stress can be healthy, and it can even contribute to one's peak performance. But when we consistently don't recuperate by resting, we start building chronic stress, which can lead to any combination of disorders and illness, ranging from hormonal disorders, muscle tensions and aches, high blood pressure levels, diabetes, high stress hormones, heart problems, weakened immune response, to anxiety, depression, irritability, and insomnia. Eventually, the continuous stress on the body over a long period of time, called chronic stress, disturbs the endocrine system, which is responsible for regulating the fight or flight response. When the endocrine system is disturbed, it starts taking over everything that the brain considers non-essential, like sleep, digestion, the reproductive system, etc., while amplifying the functions activated during high alert moments, like muscular and cardiovascular functions. This is when burnout starts. At its highest degree, burnout is a state of complete mental, physical, and emotional exhaustion. Psychologists have developed the 12-stage mode of burnout to visualize its progression. The first one, compulsion to prove oneself, demonstrating worth obsessively. Two, working hard with an inability to switch off. The third factor, neglecting basic needs, lack of sleep, lack of healthy eating, lack of social interaction. Number four, displacement of conflicts, problems are dismissed. Number five, revision of values. Values are skewed, friends and families dismissed, and hobbies are irrelevant. Number six, denial of emerging problems, intolerance, perceiving collaborators as stupid, cynicism, aggression, problems are viewed as caused by work. Number seven, withdrawal, social life, small or non-existent, and hard social contacts. Number eight, odd behavioral changes. Changes in behavior obvious to friends and family. Depersonalization, seeing neither self nor others as valuable. Number 10, inner emptiness, feeling empty inside. 11, depression, feeling lost, exhausted, and the future feels bleak and dark. And finally, number 12, burnout syndrome, includes mental and physical collapse, medical attentions required. It is smart to be aware of any of the early signs and to do something about it. Instead of waiting longer for the problematic signs to appear, the above list is compatible with burnout signs experienced both by employees and entrepreneurs. It might be even smarter to explore the particular underlying root causes for entrepreneurial burnout. Now, from my own experience, I have observed that some entrepreneurs tend to identify completely with their work, which leads to their moods and sense of self-worth becoming intertwined with the ups and downs of their business. Other entrepreneurs get used to the initial high adrenaline of the setup phase or hyper-growth phase, that they lose any sense of meaning when things slow down, even though the business is still doing great. I've also met some entrepreneurs who can't handle the pressure of having too many people whose livelihoods are dependent upon them, especially when the business is successful. A lot is at stake, and the constant worrying and pressure can lead to debilitating and crippling anxieties. The last observation is about entrepreneurs who relate their own sense of purpose with the purpose of their business, which can be dangerous when the bubble bursts, leaving the entrepreneur completely empty. It is worth remembering for entrepreneurs that 9 out of every 10 startups fail within the first 2 years. A common tagline, even in Silicon Valley. Knowing that fact can be helpful in preparing and mitigating for failure. It is also worth pointing out that burnout doesn't only occur when things aren't going well. Many entrepreneurs running very successful businesses can be and are just as susceptible to burnout. Now let's get into dealing with entrepreneurial burnout. Today's society makes us believe that we can only be successful when we work incredibly long hours and sacrifice our health, our personal time, and our relationships. This can't be further from the truth. For what is success when we lose our health, our inner connection, and our relationship with others? Moreover, when we spend more time with ourselves, not working, we are able to have better mental clarity, more abundant creativity, and improved ability for sound business decisions. Another societal belief lies around the fact that everyone has to have a job that reflects their own sense of purpose. As idealistical as this notion may sound, it is as equally wrong as it is harmful. It first presupposes that we can only express that purpose through a job, when the reality is that our purpose is expressed through everything we create, say, interact with, etc. And second, it makes people ungrateful to the fact of having a job in the first place, which pays the bills and puts food on the table. It may seem noble to identify personal purpose with that of the job in a society that glorifies optimal productivity and financial success over personal well-being. All so much more in the startup world, as successful entrepreneurs are almost defied. It is not my aim here to dismiss the importance of both productivity or success. They both are outcomes we thrive for through our job occupations, and they are both measures of our creativity, excellence, and validation. But again, there is a fine line between creativity and pretentious dishonesty, excellence and selfish obsession, validation and validation seeking. A quote I'm personally fond of is, "Your job is a journey, an art, a duty, a trap, but not the destination." Our purpose is initially internal, personal, and intimate. It can be reflected outwardly through our actions, occupations, and relationships, but only after we do the inner work on ourselves. Once burnout is reached, it is, of course, a case of supervised medical care. Having witnessed it firsthand, I know how hard it is, and I don't wish it upon anyone. Perhaps there are a few things to keep in mind for entrepreneurs to avoid getting there. First, keep your external values in check. That includes balanced time with family, friends, and personal nurturing hobbies outside of work. Second, keep your physical health in check. That includes healthy eating, exercising, sleeping, and outdoor activities. Third, keep your mental resilience in check. That includes not letting daily setbacks and obstacles, negative feedback, or erratic schedules affect you. You can grow it every day through small goal gains. As simple as committing not to miss your daily workout, setting time to meet your friends on the weekends, or pledge to eat natural foods for a month. And lastly, keep your personal sense of purpose in check. That includes knowing the difference between external and internal sources of validation. It also includes doing our best, then letting go of the desire to control everything outside of us, and becoming the witness of everything unfolding with gratefulness and humility. In the end, we each determine for ourselves what truly matters and what is truly worth pursuing. All the different parts of our existence will then become a natural expression of that which truly matters to us. And naturally, our professional path will follow. When we get into that frame of mind, we embody a sense of purpose that is ever transforming, evolving, and built upon. we also emanate a sense of confidence, knowing that there is a higher intelligence and that things will always happen the way they're supposed to happen. I wish you a Tao journeying through your work. What does Tao mean? According to Wikipedia, Tao is a Chinese word signifying way, path, route, road, or something more loosely, doctrine, principle, or holistic belief. In the context of traditional Chinese philosophy and religion, Tao is the natural order of the universe whose character one's human initiative must discern in order to realize the potential for individual wisdom. This intuitive knowing of life cannot be grasped as a concept. It is known through actual living experience of one's everyday being. Let's talk about signs that you're headed for business owner burnout. When I began working with a new client, I often hear the business owner describing their company in ways that give a peek into what's going on underneath the exterior they're presenting. They use phrases like, I'm up to my eyeballs. It's exhausting. I have to do everything myself. And no one pulls their own weight. It's a sign to me that these business leaders could be headed for burnout, even if they aren't ready to admit it to themselves yet. Most small business owners feel high levels of stress, so it's not surprising that after an extended amount of time under these conditions, many business owners and leaders start heading towards business owner burnout. What is burnout? Business burnout is the feeling of exhaustion and lack of interest in daily work, resulting in poor performance. It's caused by an extended time of feeling heavy stress and constant pressure to live up to certain standards. Business owners who are burned out usually feel like they're on their own and have to do everything themselves because they don't trust their people to be accountable for their work. Let me give you some signs that you're headed for burnout. Are you heading for burnout? That's the question. So here are some signs to watch out for. You're exhausted and overwhelmed. You don't have the energy to do the work you used to love doing. Just the thought of tackling your to-do list gives you a feeling of dread. You're frustrated and cynical. It's hard to find all the good work that's happening in your company because all you see are issues that never seem to get resolved. It's frustrating, and you can't have a hard time believing things can change. It's frustrating, and you have a hard time believing things can change. You can't think well. It's getting more difficult to make decisions, and you find yourself forgetting the kinds of things that you used to remember easily. You might find it harder to focus for long periods of time. Your performance is dropping. This is probably a result of your difficulty thinking and your exhaustion. You know that you're working. You know that your work is slipping. So you work even harder and longer to make up for it. You're always at work, even when you're not at work. Emotionally and mentally, you're at the office. The business is always on your mind. And you have a hard time being emotionally present with family and friends. You treat your people poorly. Are people avoiding you at work? You may be treating them unfairly. Short tempers and explosive behavior are a common sign of burnout. Nothing seems good enough. You're quick to point out the negatives before the positives, and you may not even acknowledge the positive in a particular situation. You socialize less. You don't talk socially at work, and you may avoid socializing outside of work. This is partly because you're working longer and partly because you don't have the emotional energy to be with others. You can't sleep. Relying on medication to fall asleep at night is a common red flag that you're burning out. You have health issues. Increased stress over time and neglecting your physical well-being will eventually cause certain health problems. So how do we recover from burnout, you may be asking? Some business owners are so overwhelmed when we start working together that they don't see any way out of the burnout. But once they start implementing some simple, proven solutions, they begin to get energized by their work again. I'm going to share some simple, practical things you can do to stop or recover from burnout. Exercise and eat right. Exercise increases endorphins and relieves the physical tension you've built up. It also helps your mind stay clear and increase problem solving. Stay on a healthy diet as well. Make R&R a priority. Even though it's tempting to work more, your productivity at work drops when you don't get the rest and recreation you need. Schedule time in your weekly calendar to rest and spend downtime with the people you enjoy. Unplug at night. Force yourself to turn off your devices and to be unavailable after dinner. My clients are often surprised to realize that the emergencies they thought they had to deal with immediately could actually be resolved at least as effectively the next morning. Don't use sleeping pills. Dependence on prescription sleeping aids only create a vicious cycle. Ask for help. Delegate and elevate. Realize that you can't do everything on your own. Ask your leadership team for help and use the delegate and elevate tool to figure out which activities you should invest your time on and which ones should be given to others. Increase accountability. Keep your people accountable for the tasks they agree to do. In your weekly meetings, follow up on the to-dos that were assigned to each person. If a task wasn't completed, ask what they need in order to complete it in the next 7 days. Implement an operating system for your business. When your business is running on a simple, proven system, you'll begin to get everything you want out of your company. An effective operating system lets you run your business instead of your business running you. If you see yourself in any of these signs of business owner burnout, make the commitment to stopping it in its tracks. Get your leadership team on board and start implementing these tips to prevent burnout today. You'll rediscover the life and the business you really love. Well, I want to thank you all for tuning in to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. If you haven't, please go over to YouTube and subscribe to our channel. I want to thank everyone who follows us on Instagram. We're on the road to 1,000 followers. I appreciate you all. Please share the podcast. Share our social medias, and we will see you all on the next episode. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to another great episode of the Pest Equity Podcast. Be sure to share, like, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at Pest Equity Podcast and join the Facebook group. Have a question or topic for the show? Shoot us an email at pestequitypodcast@gmail.com.